Using subconscious reprogramming to manifest your big dreams. My name is Jana Kingsford, Chief Big Dreams Genie of the Internet. Literally made up my business to help you guys achieve your big dreams. And this is the number one thing that people ask me: how do you manifest your big dreams? What is the number one thing? And I would say the number one thing is subconscious reprogramming. And my specific modality that I use is called Beliefetics, and I actually came up with it 12 years ago. So it was this one day I was walking along the river and I had this big dream and I just was not taking the action that I knew to do. I knew to take the action. I was really good at taking action and I knew the actions that I needed to take, but I couldn't get myself to take these actions. And it was just so frustrating because I had these big dreams, these big visions, these big things that I wanted to create, that I wanted to, the reality that I wanted to create for myself. I knew what I wanted to do, but I just was not doing the actions that I needed to do in order to make it come true, right? So I'm walking along the river, I'm pushing the little pram with my little baby boy and my two other kids are at school. And I was just like, why can't I get myself to do this? Why can't I get myself to do these things that I know to do so that I can achieve these big dreams? Because I know that it's possible. I can see that it's possible. I have the skills to make it happen. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this audible voice outside of myself said, Jana, if you think that success equals hard work, you're never gonna allow yourself to take the actions that you need to take. It's too far from your values. So essentially it was, if you think that success equals hard work, you are not gonna do it. Now, by hard work, I was not afraid. I had a great, and I've always had a great work ethic. But hard work was work that I hated doing, that I did not enjoy, that is very grindy and very forcey. It's like, just do the thing. Like the thing that you don't wanna do, you don't enjoy any piece or part of it, that's hard work to me. So I have a great work ethic, but I had this thing that this work would be hard, this work would be exhausting, it would be draining, it would be debilitating, it would be soul sucking. That's the way that I was going. Success equals, in order to have success, you're going to have to, it's going to suck your soul dry, it's going to be exhausting, draining, all those things. And so that's what I was believing around success at that time. So even though all of these big dreams, the beautiful romantic big dreams that I had about making it and bringing it online and bringing my skills and my gifts and my talents that I already had, because I'd already been building businesses for all these years, and I was ready to like bring them online and start to actually scale and teach people how I was doing this, I just had this big imagination of the success that I knew that I was going to be able to create in this field and in this industry. I knew that to me, the subconscious beliefs and the associations that I had with it was, it's hard as in horrible, I hate it, I don't enjoy it. But that was not actually the reality. So really what I'd found is I found an unconscious belief, I was not aware of it, an unconscious association that was showing up as a belief that I hadn't seen, just by visualizing success equals this, just by looking at the associations. Now, I did not understand subconscious reprogramming at the time. I didn't even know what this practice was that I just downloaded. And so when I went home, I remember writing success equals hard, success equals no help, success equals not good enough. So I started to write like success equals this, 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 and this. And it really helped to crystallize and almost like solidify some of the beliefs and the subconscious beliefs that were floating around in my ether and in my field. And it brought them into my awareness. So I'm like, oh my gosh, of course I'm not taking the action. Of course I'm not going for these big dreams. Of course I'm not doing what I know to do in order to achieve these big dreams. I got wet hair. I just went for a swim. It's the whole situation. Of course I'm not freaking taking the action. Of course I'm not allowing myself to take the action because I know where this is gonna lead me. It's gonna lead me to success. And then I will have all these unconscious beliefs around success. So of course I'm not gonna let myself do this. And so then I thought, well, what about if success equals more help? Success equals more health because I'm able to, I don't know, go to Pilates and eat better and all these other things. And so I just flipped them around, but in my brain, the way that the subconscious reprogramming with belief addicts works, it's so crystallizing. It was this and now it's this. So success equals hard work. Well, success equals more help. You can get more support. You can get a coach. You can get a team to help you out. You're not doing it alone because you have success. So it's like this beautiful association. As soon as I flipped and I was walking around going, success equals more help, success equals more health, success equals more love, all these things that I thought that success was void of, and I was walking around, I was all of a sudden starting to get these inspired actions, and I would take the action that the initial moment of frustration had come from me not taking the action and not being able to like force myself even to do it. And then all of a sudden, I'm just taking all of this inspired actions, like just all this inspired, this is really annoying me, it's a little bit slanted. I was taking all this inspired action and it was super freaking easy. And within 5 months or so, I was doing 11K months online on the internet. I went from 1K months to 11K months in 5 months, my first 5 months online in 2014. And that is how I began. That's how I started to manifest my big dreams, by taking the inspired action. And the inspired action were coming from a place of pure aligned beliefs. So I wasn't taking forced action. I wasn't taking uninspired action. I was not taking strategic action. I was not taking non-intentional action. I was taking intuitive, inspired, and intentional action from very clean beliefs that success equals more help, success equals more love, success equals more health. And so I was then from that space taking inspired action that was alchemistic. It just like had a mind of its own. It was filled with magic. Whereas any actions that I took before with the success equals hard work, success equals more responsibility, success equals heaviness, and then forcing yourself to take the actions, whether it be strategic or not, and it's just all manual labor. It's every result you get, you paid for it with time, money, energy. Whereas when you're doing inspired action from these places of like fully success equals whatever your like these positive beliefs, then you're able to take inspired action that is alchemistic. So manifesting your dreams is not without action. It's where that space, where the pure energy of that action came from. Did it come from a limiting belief and you're trying to railroad yourself through it? Or did it come from you being, rearranging your beliefs, coming up with a really beautiful belief that feels really good to you, and then just having this inspired action and this intentional action that comes from that, and then it's like spark creates an explosion. That's how you manifest your big dreams, through subconscious reprogramming. Do it all day, every single day. So much more where that came from. I would love you to comment down below or go to link down below to Dream Bigger. That is my free 5-day expansion. It's this time capsule that I recorded after doing 7 figures in 8 months, my first 7 figures in 8 months. And it's filled with like the branding, the big dreams, the belief, the balance, all the things that, all the coding that I use to really just create hyper growth in my business and my life and my big dreams. So I hope you guys have the best day ever growing to big dreams. I will see you inside the 5-day free expansion, and have the best day ever growing to big dreams. Teve big dreams. Genie of the internet is out.